Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing part three today, and the subject is called Falling in the Presence of God. And we're doing topic C, which is falling under the power biblical? And the answer is yes, it is. Let us go now to John chapter 18, verses 1 to 6. This is the area in Scripture called betrayal and the arrest in Gethsemane. Verse 1. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook of Kidron, where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. And Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. Verse 3. Then Judas, having received a detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Verse 4. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things would come upon him, went forth and said to them, Whom are you seeking? They answered, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto him, I am he. And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them. Now when he said them, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. What is important here is verse 6. Now when he had said to them, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. People might say, well, that was in the presence of Jesus. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. If people fell in the presence of Jesus then, why would they not fall in his presence now? Because Jesus is with us and the believers. Let's go to Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 4. Reading from verse 1. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. And the guards shook with fear before him, and they became like dead men. What happened here? That the guards came in contact with the presence of God through the angel. Please remember that these were soldiers. They were strong. And even though the word of God says they feared, it would have to be something very strong to make the two soldiers fall to the ground like dead men. Let us now go to Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 6. These following scriptures are dealing with Jesus transfigured on the mount. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up onto a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to him, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said, Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here if you wish. Let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright light overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came from a cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. Reading once again, verse 6, And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. This happened on the Mount of Transfiguration. When God spoke, they fell under the power. It is no wonder that when he is manifested today, people also fall. Let us go to Acts chapter 9, verse 4. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecute you me? We go to Acts chapter 26, verse 14. We also read, And when we were fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Is it hard for you to kick against the pricks? Acts chapter 9 tells us of Saul's conversation on the road to Damascus, where he fell to the earth. Acts chapter 26, 14 says they all fell, but the others did not get anything, but they still fell. Why? They came into contact with the supernatural. What these scriptures are showing and telling us, it is biblical to fall under the power of God. Is it biblical to fall under the power of God? Yes, it is. Once again, I thank you for being with me today. I hope you enjoyed this part of the subject. Until next time, God bless.